Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read that one for you right now. And that's for Jay, by the way, when I pop those papers like that. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, I want to get my girlfriend tested. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a single man in my mid-20s, and I met a woman on an online dating site. She's 3 years older. She is gorgeous, has a great body, and she's more mature than girls my age. We started dating late last year, and I've fallen for her really quick. But now I have a big problem. We decided to go public with our relationship over the holidays, and I posted a picture of the two of us on Instagram. As soon as I posted it, I got a DM from a stranger, a direct message, claiming he hung out with her recently and she got an STD and she did not tell him about it. The guy said that luckily he didn't get it from her, but she hooked up with one of his friends and he got it. I didn't believe this guy because he could have been a hating ex that's jealous. Fast forward to New Year's Eve. I posted a picture of me and my girl hanging out. Shortly thereafter, one of my older female cousins called me and told me that my girlfriend was known as a thot in high school, and she warned me not to get too caught up with her. I couldn't ignore the issue anymore at this point. I asked my girl about her past, and she said that everyone has a past, and she learned from her mistakes, and she's ready to move on. She swore that she is disease-free, but she did not deny that she may have had a disease at one time. She was truly hurt by me confronting her, and she said that she'll understand if I want to break up with her. I feel terrible for making her defend her past, but I want to ask her to take some STD tests before I sleep with her again. I will take the test with her because I want to be sure I'm okay too. Was I wrong for addressing the rumors? Will I be wrong to drag her to a lab for blood tests? How should I handle this? She might be the one, and I don't want to mess things up. Okay, slow your roll, Mr. Mid-20s. Okay, please. You're not wrong. You would be wrong if you ignored this very serious situation, and it is serious, and you need to know what's going on with her. So no, you're not wrong for addressing the rumor, which, as it turned out, was the truth after all. You have to decide at this point if this is really what you want and if she's who you really want. Remember earlier in the letter, one guy said that she had an STD, but he didn't get it from her, but she did get with one of his friends. And he got it. Remember all of that? Remember your older cousin who said she was a thot in high school and all of that? That's kind of like two and three strikes right there. I mean, I know you're young, but even though, you know, she didn't deny having the STD, you had to kind of, you know, find out about it before she was honest with you. You know, she could have put you seriously at risk here, okay? Seriously at risk. I know your feelings are involved. So, as far as her being the one, and yes, everyone does have a past. I want to make that clear. We all have pasts when we get in these relationships. But I just tell you, not so fast. I mean, you really need to rethink this situation with this young lady. And you need to know for a fact, more than her just swearing that she's disease-free and she wants to move on, okay? You got to... You need way more evidence than that, okay? Without your feelings being involved, slow this down. You may be breaking up with her before this is all over. You might break up with her. Yeah. Steve?
Well, you know, I feel a little different about this letter, you know, because it's social media involved and all this here. So this guy, mid-20s, meets this girl online. She's 3 years older than him. He really likes her, but he got a big problem. When they decided to go public of the relationship over the holidays, he posted a picture of him on IG. Then after he posted it, he got a direct message from a stranger claiming he hung out with her recently and she's got an STD that she didn't tell him about. Okay, hold up, dog. You hung out with her recently and she has an STD that she didn't tell you about. hung out, slept with her. What you talking about? See, a little vague right here, partner. Claiming he hung out with her recently. She got an STD. She didn't. The guy said that luckily he didn't get it from her, but she hooked up with one of his friends and he got it.
So that means he slept with her, Steve.
No, it don't. It don't necessarily.
He didn't get it from her.
He didn't. Yeah, but he said he hung out with it. They just somebody running their mouth. But why would he? Why would he come to you? He don't know you. Why would he DM you? And then, like the dude say, it could be, you know, I didn't believe this guy because he could have been a hating ex that's jealous. That could happen. See, so you got to watch. Then, fast forward New Year's Eve, posted a picture of me and your girlfriend hanging out. And then one of my older female cousins called me and told me that my girlfriend was known as a thot in high school. Okay, hold up. Now, the dude in his mid-20s, she 3 years older. So let's say he 26. She 29. So now, this girl right here, because your older female cousin, that she was known as a thot in high school. That don't mean that's what she still is. So, you know, I'm kind of looking at this where you got to go. Now, I'm going to give him some advice when I come back on what to do. But really, right now, though, I mean, dog, I'm just dealing with how people get in the way of something that could have some possibilities of being okay. But all these people want to hang something over the girl's head. We come back, I'll tell you what I think Lone Man ought to do.
All right, Steve, hang on to that thought. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I want to get my girlfriend tested. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, ladies. Madison Reed will give you salon-quality results at home. And I'm talking about nourishing ingredients like argan oil, keratin, and ginseng root extract. It left my hair shiny and with healthy-looking results without damaging ingredients found in most hair colors. So listen, just do like I did. Take the easy online color quiz to help you get that perfect shade, or you can talk to one of their color specialists. I did it. You can do it, too. Go to Madison-Reed.com. You can get ammonia-free multidimensional hair color for less than $25. Just use the promo code Harvey and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. That's code Harvey. Visit Madison-Reed.com and find your perfect shade.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. I want to get my girlfriend tested.
Okay, so this is a prime example of social media. People, ain't nobody ever happy for nobody no more. Ain't nobody, hey, man, glad you found somebody. Just want to let you know this. Everybody called with run, the sky's falling, it's on fire. Posted a picture. A total stranger calls this man out of nowhere, talking about he hung out with her and he didn't get the disease, but then his boy hung out with her and he got it. Okay. Then you post another picture and your older female cousin called and say she was known as a thot in high school. Okay, all right, I got all of this. I got, now, do you have reason to be concerned? Yeah, you should. You should. Because this disease thing is kind of crazy. But now, at least they talking STD. At least. Because they have some other stuff out here now. They ain't, these phone calls ain't no, he got it. No, it's some other things that happen now. So let's just say that you got warned, your cousin told you not to get caught up with her. So you say you couldn't ignore the issue anymore at this point. So I asked my girl about her past, and she said that everybody has a past. She's learned from her mistakes, and she's ready to move on. She swore that she's disease-free, but she did not deny that she may have had a disease at one time. Okay, and then she was hurt by me confronting her and said that she'll understand if I want to break up with her. Okay, I had a dude on my Facebook watch show from Quality Control that represent Migos and Cardi B. And Coach K and P was on the show. P tweeted something the other day that somebody showed me, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing it. He said in his quote, because he has an interesting past too. He said, I'm not going to let what I was, what I did, what I didn't do and what I should have did affect who I am and who I'm going to be.
I like it.
Oh, man.
I like it.
That's deep.
See, that right there, like that. That meant something to me because I went, wow, this dude said, I'm not going to let who I was, what I did, what I didn't do, and what I should have did affect who I am and who I'm going to be. And that's why after this that I read this weekend, I'm just kind of take a different approach to this letter. Mm-hmm. Now, she swore she's disease free, but she didn't deny that she might have had a disease at one time. You know, they had diseases back, you know, that you could, you know, get rid of, you know. Mm-hmm. So obviously this wasn't a death sentence. But she was truly hurt by me confronting her and asked that she'd understand if I wanted to break up with her. But I want to ask her to take some STD tests before I sleep with her again. Okay, that's fair. Now, the best way to do it is I'll take the test with her because I want to make sure I'm okay too. See, all this is fair. All this is fair, you know, because was I wrong for addressing the rumors? No, you weren't. And it gave her a chance to say, yes, I've had a past, but I'm moving on now. You know, maybe the woman enjoys your company. Y'all enjoy each other's company. Y'all got a real thing here. People make mistakes from their past. Was I wrong for addressing rumors? No, you weren't wrong for addressing the rumors. Will I be wrong to drag her down for a lab for blood tests? Well, you can't drag her nowhere. All you could do is ask her to go. Say, listen, this is how I feel about you. You really matter to me, and I want to move this thing forward. And just so I can be okay and make sure you okay, let's go down and get tested together. Because I've had a past myself, which you have. This ain't your first girl, dog. And then he said, how should I handle this? That's what you should do. Say, look, I'm really falling for you, and I'm really feeling like you could be the one. I just need to be put at ease. I need to go get tested because I have a past, you have a past. I'm willing to let bygones be bygones, but let's go test each other so we can move forward with this because I think we got something real. She might be, and then he said in the letter, because she might be the one, and I don't want to mess things up. But see, you got to remember something too. The devil's job has only one mission in life, and that's to rob you of your destiny. You can meet a wonderful person, and then the devil got some imps that work for him all the time. Now, here come one that just slid into your DMs. You don't even know this dude. You don't even know him. You don't even know if there's any truth to what he said. Then he doubles back, and your older female cousin did not say nothing to you about no STD. She just said she might be a thought in high school. So now you combine that with what could be the potential lie, and now you done broke up with this girl, and it could have been the one. And then the devil done robbed you of your destiny. Take the girl's hand. Tell her how you feel about her. You want to be sure because you think she the one. Y'all go get tested together, and then let's go. Have a nice life, man.
All right, Steve, thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 after the hour, the college National Football Championship is tonight, and Junior is going to talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.